आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। काउंटिंग ऑफ वोट्स फॉर लोकसभा इलेक्शंस बिगिंस अमिड टाइट सिक्योरिटी। काउंटिंग ऑल्सो अंडर वे फॉर असेंबली इलेक्शंस ऑफ ओडिशा एंड आंध्र प्रदेश। फ्लड सिचुएशन इन असम continues to remain grim as more than 6 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 10 districts. Indian shuttlers to start their campaign in Indonesia Open Badminton Tournament today in Jakarta, and in the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa defeat Sri Lanka by 6 wickets. The counting of votes for the election to the 18th Lok Sabha began this morning amid tight security. The counting of votes also started for the assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to 25 assembly constituencies. The counting began at 8 a.m. On preparations made for counting, Chief Election Commissioner CEC Rajiv Kumar said around 10.5 lakh counting booths have been set up across the country. Each booth will have 14 tables. There are observers and micro-observers to man the booths. We have a report.
The counting of postal ballots will start first across all counting centres. After half an hour of the start of postal ballot count, the counting of votes recorded in the electronic voting machines will commence. For the smooth conduct of the counting process, three-tier security have been deployed at multiple counting centres in various cities. The counting trends and results as per the data entered by the returning officer or assistant returning officer for parliamentary constituencies and assembly constituencies will be available on the Election Commission website as well as on the voter helpline app. The voting for the 543 member Lok Sabha was conducted over 7 phases starting from 19th April to 1st June. However, Surat seat in Gujarat was won by BJP uncontested. Over 64 crore voters participated in this polls, including 31 crore women. The counting of votes will bring an end to a marathon polling exercise which stretched over 80 days. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is seeking a third straight term in office, while the Congress Party-led opposition bloc, INDIA, is hoping to upstage them. Akashwani News has made elaborate arrangements to provide real-time updates of the Lok Sabha poll results as well as assembly elections. It is broadcasting a 15-hour non-stop special bilingual program, namely Lok Nirnay 2024, from 7 in the morning to 10 in the evening. A wide network of correspondents from Akashwani News are giving live inputs from every nook and corner of the country. The program also features insightful discussions with experts and leaders of different political parties regarding the trends and results. The program is being broadcast on Akashwani Gold as well as other channels of Akashwani and its digital platforms. Regional news units of Akashwani are also broadcasting special programs on the counting day today. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal informed that a public announcement system and a large display board have been installed at the Akashwani headquarters in the national capital to disseminate information regarding the poll results. Doordarshan has also made special arrangements for the counting day. Talking to Akashwani News, Bihar Chief Electoral Officer H.R. Srinivas said that counting is going on smoothly.
भारत निर्वाचन आयोग ने स्पष्ट निर्देश दिया है कि कैसे ट्रांसपेरेंसी को मेंटेन करना है। हर एक टेबल के बगल में सभी कैंडिडेट्स के काउंटिंग एजेंट्स रुक के देखने के लिए इंतजाम किया गया है। हर राउंड का रिजल्ट हम लोग डिस्प्ले बोर्ड में लिखेंगे कैंडिडेट वाइज। पूरा सभी पार्लियामेंट्री कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी का हर राउंड खत्म होने के बाद आरओ साहब खुद डिक्लेयर करेंगे कैंडिडेट वाइज कितना वोट आया, कौन लीड कर रहा है, कितना मार्जिन से लीड कर रहा है।
And now let's go live to our correspondents across the country to get the latest updates. First, we go over to the southern states. Our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent, Mayusha, joins us in our studios from Kerala. Mayusha, what preparations have been made for the counting of votes?
Yes, Sunil, the postal voting counting has begun in Kerala. All the necessary arrangements have been made. The Chief Electoral Officer, Sanjay Kaul, has informed that they will be ensuring that the counting process is entirely transparent and secure. And the postal counting has just begun now as the initial things are coming up. Out of 20 constituencies in Kerala, around 15 constituencies, results are coming up of the postal votes, in which the left-led LDF is leading almost in 8 seats and UDF in six seats. That's the Congress-led UDF in six seats, and NDA is leading in the capital city of Tiruvananthapuram presently. So the postal battle counting is going on now, and the initial results are expected around 9 o'clock now. The picture will be more clear by then.
Thank you for the update, Mayusha. And moving on to Karnataka, from where we have with us our Bengaluru correspondent, Sudhindra. Sudhindra, what are the initial trends you're getting for the state of Karnataka?
Well, good morning. I am at present in Jayanagar, where Bengaluru South Lok Sabha constituency counting of votes has started at 8 o'clock. And as is the practice, postal ballot is being counted first. And first round of EVM also has, EVM machines also started. And in this counting center in Jayanagar, there are 8 halls for counting EVMs and 4 halls for counting the postal ballots. And there are 14 tables in each hall. So total 28 rounds of the counting will be done here in this counting center. The security, there is 3-tier security arrangement with CCTV recording of the entire exercise. And in Bengaluru South, Tejasvi Surya of BJP is contesting from here for the second time. And Soumya Reddy of Congress is challenging him from the constituency.
And what about security arrangements? Are there curious onlookers around you? Are there general public standing around?
Yeah, there is a prohibitory order around the counting center. There is no one allowed on the road where the counting center is at present. It is there. And no unauthorized persons are allowed in this road and into the counting centers. Only those with passes are being allowed inside. So the security is really tight here.
Thank you so much, Sudhindra, for the update. Our Hyderabad correspondent, Lakshmi, is not with us at the moment, but we shall try and get her in a little while. Early trends are in for 15 seats out of the 543 Lok Sabha seats so far. NDA has bagged one seat and is leading in six, and the INDIA bloc is ahead in eight. There are party-wise trends also available. BJP has won one seat and is leading in six. Congress, four. CPM, three. And Kerala Congress, one. Moving on, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that India has created a world record with 64.2 crore voters participating in the Lok Sabha polls. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Kumar said that the number is 1.5 times the voters of all G7 countries, the US, the UK, France, Germany, Italy, Japan and Canada. He said in these Lok Sabha polls, 31.2 crore women voters cast their votes, which is also the highest ever in the world.
There are 312 million proud women voters. This is also the highest ever in the world. It is larger than the 2019 elections, both the total and the women voters. So this, we feel, is the moment that we must cherish, we must celebrate, and we want to give them a standing ovation to all our voters by this.
Replying to a question on conducting assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Kumar said the commission will soon start the poll process in J&K. We go back to our correspondents. We have with us Durgesh in the national capital, who's presently in West Delhi. Durgesh, tell us about the atmosphere at the counting center. We're trying to get Durgesh online. We move on to the rest of the news. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Assam, the flood situation continues to remain grim as more than 6 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 10 districts. State government has opened 191 relief camps and 108 relief distribution centers in these districts. NDRF and SDRF teams have also been deployed for rescue and relief. As per government sources, 4 people have lost their lives and 4 people are also missing in Kachar district. The number of deaths caused by this flood has reached 18. 577 villages have been affected and over 6,000 hectares of crop area has been damaged across the state. In view of the damage of the track between New Haflong, Chandranathpur section, Northeast Frontier Railway has cancelled and partially cancelled several trains on this route up to the 5th of June. The Reserve Bank has informed that the total value of 2,000 rupees banknotes in circulation has declined to 7,755 crore rupees at the close of business on the 19th of May 2024, exactly a year after the RBI had announced withdrawal of the said currency notes. In a statement, the RBI said that out of 3.56 lakh crore worth of currency notes that are in circulation in May 2023, 97.82% have returned to the system. We now do have Durgesh with us. Durgesh is currently in West Delhi. Durgesh, tell us about the atmosphere in the counting center.
Good morning, Sunil. The results of the biggest elections in the largest democracy have started to come out, and the atmosphere is charged with anticipation. I'm here at the Netaji Subhash University Technology in West Delhi, where the counting has just started, beginning with the postal ballots. Early indications have started to come, but still it's too early to predict any definitive trends. The counting of EVM votes will begin any moment, and then we can gradually follow the trends. Sunil, while several candidates contested for this seat, the main contest is expected between the BJP's Kamalji Sherawat and Aam Aadmi Party's Mahabal Mishra. In both 2014 and 2019, the BJP had a clean sweep in Delhi, winning all seven seats. However, this time around, AAP and Congress have come together under the India bloc, hoping for a comeback in the city. Sunil, the voter turnout was decent, and we are likely to witness a tough contest, with the Election Commission officials saying that counting can go up to 27 rounds. Sunil, regarding the security arrangements at the center, they are remarkably tight.
Right.
From the entry point to the counting area, there is a heavy presence of Delhi police, and no one can enter the premises without valid permission, ensuring only authorized personnel are allowed through. The authorities are leaving no stone unturned to maintain order and ensure the integrity of the counting process.
Thank you, Durgesh. Thank you so much for the update. We now go on to Tamil Nadu. Our correspondent Joy joins us from Chennai. Joy, tell us.
Yeah. Hi, Sunil. Hi. In Tamil Nadu, counting began exactly at 8 a.m. today. The EVMs and the postal ballots were brought from the strong rooms to the counting tables amid tight security. In Chennai, counting is taking place at Queen Mary's College, Loyola College and Anna University. 1 lakh police personnel have been deployed to maintain security around the state. 38,500 polling personnel are involved in the counting. There are 39 counting centers for Lok Sabha. The votes will be counted as per assembly segments. Voting tables are placed in each room, and agents with badges are only allowed inside the counting centers. No technical gadgets, including mobile phones, have not been allowed inside the counting centers. People are waiting outside to know the results and the trends. Over to you, Sunil.
Thank you so much, Joy, for the update. We have early trends for 65 seats out of the 543 Lok Sabha seats. And this is what we have. NDA has bagged one seat and is leading in 34, and INDIA block ahead in 29. We also have a Hyderabad correspondent now, Lakshmi. No, we do not at the moment. I beg your pardon. We continue with the news. In Indonesia Open Badminton, ace Indian shuttlers are scheduled to kickstart the campaign in Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia, today. Top Indian players La Lakshya Sen, H.S. Pranoy, Kidambi Srikanth, Priyanshu Rajawat and Kiran George will be in action in the men's singles. The duo of N. Sikki Reddy and B. Sumit Reddy in the mixed doubles and the pair of Trisa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand in the women's doubles will also make their appearance today. In the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa trounced Sri Lanka by 6 wickets at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. Earlier, opting to bat first, Sri Lanka were bundled out for a paltry 77 runs in 19.1 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections begins amid tight security. Counting also underway for assembly elections in Odisha and Andhra Pradesh. Flood situation in Assam continues to remain grim as more than 6 lakh people are reeling under deluge across 10 districts. Indian shuttlers to start their campaign in Indonesia Open Badminton Tournament today in Jakarta. And in ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa defeat Sri Lanka by 6 wickets. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.